Good morning. Good to see all of you here today. Trust you had a good day, week in the Lord, and hope your Thanksgiving was as blessed as it could have been. We thank you for being with us. If you're visiting with us for the first time this morning, please thank you very much for being here. We're glad that you're here. We hope you enjoy yourself here in the house of the Lord. Don't forget about the teen retreat or the winter retreat. If you're going to go, sign up, please, over here. There's two different options. We won't go to both of them. We'll go to the one with the most interest. One's in Georgia, one's in Tennessee. So if you're going to go, one is $60, one is $100. So you have to make sure you sign up there and get your deposits in by December 6th so we can make a good decision on which way to go. And if you don't care which one you'd like to go to, put your name on both. If you're only interested in one, put your name in on that one and just leave it at that, and we'll just make a decision as we go that way. The brunch sign-up sheet is actually over here on the table, so please sign up over there if you would. Miss Crystal has a word of thanksgiving she wants to offer this morning. So go ahead, Sister Crystal.
The song the choir sang, the second Sunday of November, Majesty, so touched my heart and blessed me. It was a song that my whole church we would sing almost every month, and I enjoy singing that. I enjoy the playing that Bill does on the horn. I enjoy all of it. I've been so enjoying and being blessed by all the music, and I'm amazed by Brother Jim. In the time that I've been coming to church here, I might miss some Sundays, but every Sunday I've come, he's always been here. I don't think he has ever missed a Sunday, so I appreciate and thankful the dedication of Brother Jim. I don't think he ever gets sick or goes on vacation. I just want to, one of the best ways to praise the Lord is in song, and I've been so appreciating the song service. So thank you, everyone.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jim was actually sick Sunday. He was sick, but he was here. In this place, glad to have Brother Jim and his faithfulness. It is getting time for our Christmas cantata. Our musical this year is on December 11th, December 13th. The invitations are out. They're on the first pew up here. And take them, get them out to people. It's on a Friday night and a Sunday morning. Don't forget there's practice today at 5 o'clock for everybody that's involved. So be in your place at 5 o'clock. But take the invitations. Start giving them out. They're over here on this here table. There's ladies, thank you for getting those in bundles of 100. We're going to be mailing them out this coming week. I have two more boxes. So if you have somebody that's in the choir and you're not in the choir, we have a job for you during that time. You can count to 100. You're needed. Say, preacher, I can't count but to 10. That's okay. You count to 10, lay a stack aside, do it 10 times, and guess where you're at? We've got it covered. So come help us out. Looking forward to that. Also, after church tonight, when church is over tonight, we'll be swapping out from fall to Christmas. We'll be hanging the garland. So if you can help us do that, please hang around and do that as well. Again, thank you if you're visiting with us. Thank you for being here. We're glad to see you here, and we hope you enjoy yourself. Luke chapter number 1 today. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 30. We'll just read one verse and just get right into the thought this morning. We'll not keep you long. We'll enjoy a little bit of time in the Word of God and then release you so you can go get rest. Rest your body, your mind, and come back at 5 o'clock ready to practice the Christmas musical. Looking forward to getting all 10,000 of the invitations out. A lot, but we can do it. We can keep getting the Word of God out and getting the information out and use the tools God has given us to reach our community. And look what He's doing. Just look around. It looks like we're about 140 today. That's what it looks like. We started out 13 and 7 years ago. Stay busy for the Lord, and He blesses. One day we'll be using the balconies again. We'll just stay at it. Maybe one day the Lord will bless us with two different services. One at 8 and one at 10. Both traditional. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Sometimes doesn't it seem that God just takes His happy-go-lucky time and getting things accomplished? I mean, I'm amazed between the testaments. If you study history from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's about 400 years where God didn't say nothing. Can you imagine the prophets of that day? Come to the temple. I don't have nothing to say. Sometimes I feel like, you know, coming up here after worshiping with the music today like we did, what great job you did, choir, with singing and the special and the congregational, the worship time and giving. Sometimes it's so good that sometimes I want to come up here and just say, let's pray and go home. It's amazing to me to watch God work. And sometimes His timing is just like it's dragged out. I don't know any better word to say. But then sometimes it's like bang, 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 bang. Here He comes. And this is one of those times. Prophecy from Isaiah about a virgin bringing forth a child. 400 years, nothing. Then all of a sudden, hey Mary, guess what? You're fixing to have a child. And the angel said unto her, Fear not. I mean, suddenly those who had waited for this event, I am sure that Mary had waited for the birth of Messiah. I'm sure that her family had taught about it and brought it into maybe their evening prayers and the time around the table talking about the Messiah coming. All of a sudden, it's here and they're gripped with fear. And it's just amazing to me. Sometimes fear just grabs us and it just incapacitates us and so much that we're not able to do nothing. Now, what are some areas that would bring fear into your life? Well, obvious in this passage, the fear of the unexpected. Look at verse number 26. Verse 26 of the same chapter. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from the Lord, from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. She wasn't expecting this. Not at all. I believe that Mary, like all other little girls, we have four little girls in our family. My wife and I have four little girls and four little bitty boys. And little baby boys and four young ladies. And God has blessed us with four girls, and they dream about marriage. I mean, they dream about it, and they look forward to it. And I'm sure, like Mary, like everybody else, growing up, dreaming of some romantic dreams of girls about how her prince in shining clothes and armor is going to come riding in on the white stallion and dance away with Cinderella. And when they dream about it, they got boxes and they put things away. I don't think Mary was any other different than any other girl. I don't think this was in the dream. I think when this here showed up, though she had heard about a virgin that would bring forth a child and they'd call his name Jesus, I think she had heard about the story, the prophecy, probably heard it read in the temple and things of that nature. But listen, she kept herself for God. This is what the Scripture says. I would be a fool afraid too. This is unexpected. This is not what she was thinking. It already says that she was espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. So she was engaged. Joseph, according to history and Jewish history, Joseph at this point is preparing a house for his bride. He's waiting for his father to say, "Joseph, the house is ready, go get your bride." To me, that's a whole lot simpler than what we do it nowadays. Two people get engaged, they look in each other's eyes, and all lovey-dovey, and then they come and say, "We want to get married," and neither of them got a job. At least they had to have a house back then. And so Joseph, he's not expecting this. He's hammering away, pastering, putting cement up on the walls, getting the fixtures up and getting the house ready, waiting for his father, his human father, to say, "Go and get your bride. The house is ready. It's prepared." Now all of a sudden, this angel showed up. Listen, it's easy to panic with the unexpected. Very easy to panic. But listen, the best plans that have been laid out may go wrong. I mean, you plan from day one all the way through, a birth, a mother, a husband, a father, find out that they're expecting a child, and man, they plan this and plan that, and they get everything laid out, and they say, the due date is this day, and surely it's going to happen by this day. And I'm telling you, ladies, I know where you're coming from after having 8 children born into our home, that when the 9th month comes, you don't want the doctor to say, "Well, just 2 more weeks. Well, just a couple more days. Well, just the next appointment, and then, we may have to start induction." You're not expecting that. You're thinking, "Boy, it's going to come, going to happen like this, and everything is going to go just as planned." And just sometimes the plans doesn't go as expected. And unexpected plans bring fear into our life. So it's no wonder the angel says here, turn verse number 30, the angel said, "Fear not, Mary." I mean, fear had grabbed her, and she was in a panic, and she was worried about what's going on. Some of you, dear friend, every time there's a phone that rings, every time that there's a letter that shows up, it just grabs you with fear. Some of you watch the mailbox and you're waiting for the next time that the bill collector sends something. You're waiting for that next call when they're trying to repossess your home. When you bought the home, you weren't expecting a repossession. You went into it thinking this is going to be the place, and all of a sudden you lost your job. Some of you have gone to work expecting to work the week and received the letter to go home. Fear just grabs you. This is one of those moments where the unexpected has grabbed a hold of Mary, and the angel has to say to her, "Fear not, for thou hast found favor with God." Listen, she's so worried about what she's hearing that she's missing God in the moment. This is something that God had promised. This is something that God said would happen, that there would be a time where a virgin would bring forth a child, and that child would be the Savior of the world. And she had heard about it. She had thought about it. She had probably even played games as a little girl that maybe I would be that virgin. And lo and behold, she found favor with God, and the unexpected took over. And now there's fear. Now there's trepidation. Now she doesn't know how to act. She had found favor with God and would be part of a great miracle. Yet fear grabbed her. That happens to us, doesn't it? Sometimes in our life, we don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden, something happens, something changes, some things come into our life that we were not expecting, and fear just grabs us. Be still and know that He's God. Be still and wait for God to work. Be still to understand that God is still in control when things are going upside down in our life. And the angel said, "Fear not, The unexpected brings great fear into our lives. Look over in Matthew chapter number 1. Matthew chapter number 1. I tell you something else that brings fear in our life. The thought of personal loss brings fear. Matthew chapter number 1 and verse 18. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." I don't find here in this passage that Joseph is afraid at the approach of the angel. I find here, when I read this and study it, that Joseph is pondering, he's thinking, and on verse 20, he's thought about these things. I think he's having a fear of losing Mary, a personal loss. He's a just man. He had every right to put her away publicly. According to their law, he could actually have her stoned. According to Jewish law, he could have had her put to death. But he would do it privately because in his heart, he loved this young lady. He looked at this lady and saw that she was the one for him for the rest of his life. This event was just as unexpected to Joseph as it was to Mary. So now you have Joseph where he's found out this unexpected event is taking place. But then he's having to realize that he's fixing to lose Mary. The awful blow. Joseph marries with child. Marries with child. There's an epidemic of childbirth in this day and age. That the parents don't love or care for the child. This is a moment where these two had planned and probably had thought about and talked about. Can you imagine them out beside the Sea of Galilee? Maybe having a picnic lunch they had made the announcement that they were going to be married and he was working on the house and he'd come by and she'd have a picnic basket Joseph, how many rooms are we? Well, you know, I'm building two rooms, one for us and one for our new child that will be on the way. That was a plan. But this wasn't in the plan. This was not in the plan. And now, all of a sudden, Joseph marries with child. But wait a minute. Verse 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came to what? Together." They said, "Hey, hold up here. I'm just engaged, but I know how this thing works." Now fear. What? He's thinking about his dreams are shattered. His castle is tumbling down upon him. This here dream of a marriage and spending time with his wife for the rest of their life is overtaking him, and he's thinking about losing her. That's why he wanted to put her away privately, because he's afraid of the open spectacle that it would make of her and her family. Listen. Joseph wasn't afraid of the angel. I believe Joseph was afraid and fearful that now he's going to lose that which he loved so much and so dear. May I tell you something, dear friend? You may lose money in investments. You may lose homes. Listen, you may even lose face in some situations. But dear friend, you can never, ever lose the fact that you are God's child. No matter the situation, no matter the loss of home, loss of limb, loss of job, loss of relationship, if you are a child of God and Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Amen. Nothing. And Joseph is pondering these things, and then he gets the word from God, "Fear not," verse number 20. "To take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Listen, fear will keep you afraid of risk of loving again. You cannot. God is love, and if God's inside of us and lives in you, He desires for you to love because He is love. But the fear of hurt or pain or whatever has come about, the personal loss that you have experienced in the past, grabs you and you risk the opportunity of loving again. You are afraid of investing in someone else's life once again because of the loss in the past. Sometimes you're even afraid to live. Fear has got you. And you will not take another step for God because of fear. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Though men may let you down, though friends may forsake you, our Savior is always near and there for you. Joseph would not lose Mary in this situation because he followed what the Lord said, and the word of the Lord came to him and he followed that. He would gain much more. Oh, how much protection came because he did what was right by God. I tell you, sometimes, over in Luke chapter number 2, there's not only a fear of the unexpected, there's not only the fear of loss, personal loss, but there is sometimes, and should be all the time, the fear of actually meeting God. Luke chapter number 2, and verse number 8. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 8. Luke 2 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them." Sometimes I think we see the angels, but we forget the glory of the Lord. Where did the glory of the Lord come from? Because the Lord's presence was there. "The glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Verse 12. "And this shall be a sign unto you, shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The shepherds were now afraid. They were not only afraid that the presence of the angels had actually appeared, but they were afraid because of the presence of God that was shown around and about them. You know the story over in the Old Testament where Moses desired to see God, and God said, "If you saw my presence, it would kill you. But hide there in a cliff and a rock, and I'll put my hand over your face, and I'll pass by, and you can see the hinder part." You know, when he came down off the mountain, the Bible said he glowed because of the presence of God that was there. And as he saw that, and there was fear that came over these shepherds because of coming in contact or seeing or meeting God. Dear friend, let me tell you something. This is a supernatural event that took place. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 4 that we have access to the very throne of God and we can come boldly. But I think many times we're afraid to meet God because the light of God will shine upon our life. And as the light shines upon our life, it will show us exactly who we are and who He is.
Amen.
God. Yet God laid in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. That fear of meeting God. Sometimes I think we allow the fear of meeting God face to face dictate to us our relationship with God. God desires a relationship with you and I. The Bible says that God gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believed Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent His Son so He could meet you and I. How do you know that, preacher? Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's what the Bible says. John 14:6. He sent His Son not to stay in this here manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, but He sent His Son that you and I might be able to meet God Himself. So the fear that overcomes us in that moment when we should daily meet with God on a personal way. Do not let fear rob you of that. My preacher, if you don't know what I've done today, He's faithful and just to forgive us. You can't get forgiveness unless you go to Him and confess, forsake. And He's faithful and just to forgive. So there's fear. But the Bible says, fear not. Fear not. Here's the good news. God loves you.
Amen.
Just like you are. And wants you to be better than you are.
Amen.
He wants to give you not only life, but abundant life.
Amen.
Choose life, friend. Choose God. God wants to make you and take you away from those fears, the fear of the unexpected, the fear of personal loss, the fear of meeting Him. God desires to be in your life. Trust Him, and you will have nothing to fear in this life. Get your eyes on Him. And the angel said, fear not. It's the beginning of our Christmas series. But today, if you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that first Christmas means nothing to you. You need Calvary,
Amen.
Not Christmas.
Amen.
If you're lost today, as we stand, pianist comes, Brother Jim's on his way, would you let us take the Word of God to show you how you can know that you have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord? Perhaps one of these fears, fear of the unexpected, fear of loss, personal loss, maybe the fear of meeting God has got you. Come to God. Use these old-fashioned altars to spend time with God.